Hello and welcome to 3 Minutes with Newman. This is Father Juan Velez. Today we continue with part two on reflections on Newman's sermon, The Religion of the Day. Newman explains that such religion is built on a worldly principle, quote, yet pretending to be the gospel, dropping one whole side of the gospel, its austere character, and considering it enough to be benevolent, courteous, candid, correct in conduct, delicate, though it includes no true fear of God, no fervent zeal for his honor, no deep hatred of sin, no horror at the sight of sinners, no indignation and compassion at the blasphemies of heretics. End of quote. Such imitation of religion does not admit of the authority of the Church in its creeds. It lacks thus any seriousness. It is lukewarm. There is no true obedience to Christ, only lip service, a weak resemblance of true religion. We see this in our day when the doctrines on the Eucharist, marriage, and sexual morality are cast aside for falsehoods in the name of inclusivity and sensitivity. Respect for life is disappearing. Abortion is considered a right, even to the last trimester. According to Newman, men sacrifice truth to expedience and taste. Quote, they have more or less identified their vision of Christ's kingdom with the elegance and refinement of mere human civilization, and have failed every evidence of improved decency, every wholesome civil regulation, every beneficent and enlightened act of state policy as signs of their coming Lord. End of quote. There are others who have not sought to obey their consciences, quote, who cultivate the intellect without disciplining the heart, and who allow themselves to speculate freely about what religion ought to be, without going to Scripture to discover what it really is. End of quote. They think religion is no more than natural religion, which speaks of benevolence. Instead, we know, as Newman reminds us, that Jesus said we must strive to enter through the narrow gate, and that those who do not, quote, shall go into everlasting punishment, end of quote. Newman concludes, quote, this is the dark side of religion, and the men I have been describing cannot bear to think of it. They shrink from it as too terrible. They easily get themselves to believe that those strong declarations of Scripture do not belong to the present day, or that they are figurative. They have no language within their heart responding to them. Conscience has been silenced. End of quote. These men, as in our time, take on a shallow view of religion. Quote, that the world is, on the whole, very well disposed towards religion. That we should avoid enthusiasm. That we should not be over-serious. That we should have large views on the subject of human nature. And that we should love all men. End of quote. We must understand the meaning of the Epistle of the Hebrews, that God is a consuming fire. The gospel is love, but a love that makes demands. We must obey and worship God. There is a false quiet of conscience and a false peace of mind. We need the true peace of Christ. Newman writes, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Till you see him to be a consuming fire, and approach him with reverence and godly fear as being sinners, you are not even in sight of the straight gate. End of quote. And he invites us to keep in mind, quote, fear and love must go together. Always fear, always love, to your dying day. End of quote. We must not be afraid to live the gospel fearlessly. Today's martyrdom is different than that of the early church and comes in the form of the world's derision. The true faith is belittled and mocked, even by some church leaders. But Christ has overcome the world. As St. John Paul II beautifully stated, quote, I plead with you, never give up on hope, never doubt, never tire, and never become discouraged. Be not afraid. End of quote.